episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast? Am I a Bad Mum podcast on school holidays?
Holiday fever has hit and it's strong.
I have got a story just quickly off the back of the last episode we did, because we were talking about jobs that the kids are doing and how, you know, Gracie surprised you by doing the vacuuming and then doing the washing. And
yeah, I was blown away. Questioned my own child. Is this you?
Yeah.
Someone's stolen your iPad, Gracie. You need to sort this out.
Yeah. And also the difference between getting them to do stuff that they get paid for, that they earn money for, and getting them to do stuff just for pulling their weight around the house.
Yeah.
And that's a hard one to balance, I think. And I've definitely blurred the lines and confused them with paying sometimes and not paying other times, because then I go, no, you just live in this house and that's what you should do. So I said to the girls the other day, I said, I've got a couple of jobs for you today. Do it at any time. It's up to you. But I want the house vacuumed. So one do upstairs, one do downstairs. And I want the bathroom bins emptied.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they're only small.
Just teeny tiny ones. Yeah, yeah, little easy ones.
And so I get home and the vacuuming is sort of half done. Not done to how
vacuum
I would
cleaner's
like it.
Still out.
Yeah, vacuum cleaner, because it's died, and then they haven't bothered putting it on charge, and then they haven't bothered doing the rest. Oh yeah, we did it. You know, done. It's died, and then I check one bin. One bin's been done, and I was like, okay, Holly, that was your one. Yep, great, done. And I looked at the other one. Amelia hasn't done hers. I said, you haven't emptied the bin. I gave her another chance. I said, the bin needs to be emptied, and I'm going about my business doing whatever I'm doing. And I go back and the bin's not emptied. And I said, Amelia, the bin. Like, this is where it gets to the stage where I'm like, this is more stressful for me. Like, it's such a small bin. It's like literally pick it up, empty it, done. Like, it literally takes less than a minute. And so she's then gone, carrying on. She's got the bin. She's downstairs emptying this little bathroom bin into the kitchen bin. And she is carrying on. Oh, it's got dad's earbuds in it. She's making such a meal of it. And because it's got like in little, you know, so you got the outer bin and then the inner bin. And it's got like a metal handle. But if you turn it upside down, the handle stops everything that's inside it from coming out.
Yeah.
So then she's carrying on about that. I said, Mil, you need to just move the handle. Just put your hand in, pull the stuff out. Put your hand in, pull the rubbish out, in the bin, wash your hands. Done. Oh, it's so gross. You're not doing it. I said, mate, I've done it every day for the however many years. How old am I? I said, it's just one of these things that needs to be done. She made such a fuss of it. I said, right, now you're going to empty the actual big bin. So I said, you can't do that one. You're making such a fuss. You're going to empty the big one. The problem with this one is we haven't yet found bin liners that fully fit this bin. It's like a bin drawer.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it doesn't fully stretch over all four corners. And so what happens is as people put more and more in and don't give a shit, the bin, one side of the bin bag gets pushed into the bin, and then you've got stuff that goes over it, and you literally, it's the worst because you can't get the bin out, and then you have to actually physically hold it over the outside bin.
Yeah.
And so I've said to her, that's your job. You're doing that. And she is so angry about it. I'm in my clean pajamas. I never have another shower. I said, Mil, you need to pick up the whole bin. So she's got the whole bin. I said, and quickly to the front door, make sure you don't get bin juice down your leg. She's so disgusted by the whole thing. I'm like, there you go. And then she's gone out. She's emptied it. Like, she struggled with it over the big outside wheelie bin. And then she comes in, like, face like thunder. That is so disgusting. I said, yeah, that needs to be done. Like, I do that. Well, no, dad does it. I went, okay, I do it a lot. Dad does it too.
Pack your bag.
We all get do out. It. It's one of those things that has to be done. And I smiled at her and I went, and now it's your job. Am I a bad mum for not coping with their age?
We always talk about stages and ages on here, and you're in a completely different world to me now.
Mm.
Your girls have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're 14. Literally, I would say this year, so many things that have changed.
Yeah.
They're into boys. They're talking about hot teachers. They're wanting to be dropped off at Westfield. Yeah, Termside. They want to be dropped off there for the day. They want to go around and spend their money.
And the stories that come out of Thursday night, late night shopping,
yeah,
we all know what that means.
Yeah, all the kids are hanging out there. It's what they want to do. Which blows my mind when we live in sunny Brisbane where, you know, you can be outside. You can be outside doing stuff. I could drop you at the beach.
I know.
No, I want to go and spend the day at Chermside. Can't think of anything worse.
Me neither.
So anyway, they've got to the point, yeah, into boys. They said to me the other day, oh, we're going to the movies. Who's going? Oh, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And I was like, oh, boys are going. Yeah, yeah. It's Holly's brother and his mates. So,
oh, man, it's all happening now.
Yeah, but I've started to feel sad about something. Like, there's so many good things about the age now. They're very independent and they can be your mate. They can, like,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, they have hard times.
Yeah.
And they drive me nuts. But, yeah, you can have a laugh with them now. You can watch movies that you like.
Yeah.
Like, there are
there's an understanding.
Yeah. I'm feeling sad about the things that they want to give up on now. Obviously, we don't have toys now. This Christmas has been very different from any other year in what I'm buying them because it's all about clothes and bags and makeup. Makeup's a big thing now.
Yeah. What did they want, Christian? Dior, lip gloss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're very unrealistic.
I was in Mecca the other day and I had to have a giggle because I went past the lip gloss and it said, like, lip gloss, $75. I was like, oh, Katie will be buying that next.
No. I wouldn't even spend that on my own lip gloss.
I know that.
And so it's got to the stage though now where we talked about it in a previous episode, they want to give up dance. I was like, thank God, dance has been a pain in the ass for years. But then when we watched back the video of the concert, I was like, oh, that's sad. And actually being there at the concert thinking, this is the last time I'm ever going to watch this.
Yeah.
I've watched this since they were two.
Yeah.
12 years. Yeah. And I was a little bit like, Jay's looking at me going, are you crying?
It's sad. Yes. It's because it's an investment of your time as well as theirs. And we do, let's be honest, bitch and moan about it a lot on this podcast about going, oh my God, all I do is drive to and from dance. Because you do. You've got two of them. You've got all of that. But at the end of the day, we do enjoy it.
And it
there's
costs
that part of you that's sad because you enjoyed it.
Also, we whinge about the money. It costs so much money and then they want to charge a certain amount for the tickets to see your own kids. And I remember one year, we spoke about this ages ago, I still think about this with dread. Think back to the day where I sent the message after a few wines at night to the dance school saying, I paid less for my Taylor Swift tickets than you're charging us to go to this kid's concert. And then I felt very guilty when she came back talking about how hard the kids worked.
I got nothing to say because I'm like, oh, I'm still in it. I can't.
But the other thing now that's happened since then, so we've got rid of toys, we've got stopped dance, like all these things are changing now all of a sudden this year. Now they don't want to do horse riding anymore. They have loved horse riding, obsessed with horses for their whole lives. I spent years trying to put them off doing horse riding because of how expensive it was and because I'm a little bit scared of the horses myself. And also I'm allergic to ants, so I don't like going there and watching them. And like everything about horse riding, I was like, no, put them off this. And I never could because they just loved it. It was their passion. I found it really helpful for anxiety and kids being worried about school and things like that.
So why are they not doing it?
Don't want to do it. It's not cool anymore. Being a horsey kid is not cool.
What are they going to do with their spare time? Oh, they're still ice skating.
Still ice skating.
Okay.
Yeah, love that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They don't want to do horse riding anymore.
I don't know how I feel about this.
They used to go down. There's horses in a field quite near our house.
Yeah,
and
all the time.
They used to walk down there. They used to feed the horses. The lady used to let them go in and they used to help, you know, with feeding and whatever else.
Mm.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Don't want to do it.
No. And this is a very recent thing. This is like literally the last couple of weeks. Nah, it's not cool to do horse riding anymore.
Yeah.
I feel sad
for you. I was like, I can't even bring this back because I feel sad for you because they really did enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they got so much from it. Mm. Maybe they'll just have a breather. Maybe you can try and coax them back into it. It's better. It's so good for them. It's so good for them on so many levels.
Give it a couple of years.
Can you find some equestrian people that are really cool? Is there an equestrian group at the school? Do they do equestrian at school?
No, I don't know.
Your school doesn't do that?
I don't know. We need someone like Addison Rae or Charlie D'Amelio to start
ride
doing
a fucking horse.
We'll get on a
just
fucking
ride
horse.
Ride a horse. You can probably ride a lot of other things. Get on a horse.
Yeah. Because the other thing I had to do was go through their wardrobes, clear out everything. Nah, Mum, not wearing that anymore. All these pretty dresses, anything that's pink, everything's gone. Like I look in their wardrobe and I'm like, wow, it's denim, black puffer jackets. Designer t-shirts.
Hey, can you do me a favour though? Can you go into your wardrobe and see if it's the same?
I get my fashion advice from them. Mine is not as cool.